Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Just close your eyes with me. Let's pray this morning that the Lord will speak to your heart, will affect your life. Whisper a word of prayer this morning as the word of God comes. Pray. Somebody whisper a word of prayer. Say, Lord, speak to my heart. Speak to me today. Speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. I understand what you have in store for us today. Pray. Somebody open your mouth and pray. Pray. We are not in the Catholic Church, you know, a charismatic church. A church where we open our mouths and we pray. Yes. 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 Pray. 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 Kebro shikabarandas. Marande. Kebro shikeberedendes. Mandereme. Kebro shikabarandas. Mayandereme shike berende mashaka brandas merebereme shike berendes kabrondos ke brendes. Speak to my heart, O God. Speak to my heart, O God. Wo la bo shika brandas berendes ke brende me shika barababando rebos ke brende barabababa kabarababa shika barande lebro mas kabaranda mama. Speak to me, speak to me. Not my neighbor, not my friend, but me, O God, this morning here in your presence. Cabros que brindes. Mayandereme cabras kataya barababa. Lebro babas que brindereme shakabaraba. Lebros cabandereme quebris kataya bababa. Lebrebes que brebebe abababa. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thousand times I failed, your mercy be remained. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fails. Never ending, your glory goes beyond.
One more time, thousand times.
A thousand times I failed, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fails. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all faith.
And a cry,
I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace.
Father, speak to us this morning, even as we open our hearts and open our minds to receive your word. Let the seeds be sown and be planted and be fruitful in our lives. In Jesus' name, somebody say, amen. You may be seated.
A thousand times I failed, so your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, till I'm caught in your grace.
Do you know the song?
Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all faith.
One more time, thousand times.
Thousand times I fail, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, and I'm caught in your grace, everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame.
Your will above our will. You know that part.
Your will above all else, my purpose remain. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. So I give you control, consume me from the inside out. Oh, let justice and grace become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all. Oh, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out, holding you inside out of my soul.
Thousands times I feel I'm not helping you. Ready? Let's go.
My heart. from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all day. And the cry of my heart is to break. You break from the inside out of my soul. Rise up, everlasting.
Sing for the last time.
My heart and my soul.
Very gently.
I give you control to love you from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and grace become my embrace to love you from the inside out.
Everlasting,
your light shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all pain. And the cry of my heart,
is that your high cry?
To bring you the rays from the inside out of my soul. Rise up, everlasting, your light will shine when all hell ends. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all pain. The cry of my heart is to break. You remain from the inside.
Isn't that a nice song? Yeah. Inside out. Yes. We should. Whatever is inside, it must come out. Isn't it? Well, what happens is that we love God and we believe in God in the inside. But the problem is that it hasn't come out. Miss Griffith. It doesn't come out. Cut me. It doesn't come out. So the song is saying that from the inside, it must come out. Are you not excited about that? Yeah. A lot of people will let other things come out, but not the love for God and not the passion for God. I mean, the passion for God and the love of God, it seems in this world like you're crazy if you allow it to come out. So we control that. We keep that under control. We don't move our bodies. We don't shake ourselves. But I know people today, today is love day or something. Today is the day that you must be rolling on the floor because of God. Ephesians chapter 6. We're still looking at how you can become a strong Christian. Why you must be a strong Christian. Okay, I think I'm finishing it this morning. Next week, we're going on to something fresh, something fresher, freshest. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and
in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. The Bible says, be, not try, not, it is a be, it is something you must be. Are you with me? When the Bible says be, it's like, when someone says be happy, it's not something for tomorrow, not something for next week, it's something for now. Be strong. The strength must come now. You must become strong now. Be, you must be, you must become. It's not something that is optional. I mean, if I can, or if I will, or you know, as the day goes by, or as time goes by. No, you must be strong. And there's a reason why the Bible is saying you must be strong. And that's what we're going through, a few reasons why you must be. There's no time for you to try and be strong. I said, there's no time for you to try and be a strong Christian. There's no time. Because the devil, he's not waiting for you to try. Like how when you ask people, how are you doing? They say, I'm trying. You continue to try for the rest of your life. Because this is not a question of trying. You want to try? You are trying this world? You trying this world? You will break down. You will die trying. Yeah, you must be. You must be. Turn to somebody and say, you must be strong. Yeah, there's no chance. You cannot give yourself a chance. There's no chance. You don't live twice. as opposed to James Bond, you only live twice. There's nothing like twice. The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die. You die once. So when you believe in that scripture, it means then that you don't die and come back as another person. Because death is once. Because if you come back, then it means that the Bible is not true. Are you with me? I said, contrary to what some people say, I think Hindus believe that when you die, you come back as a dog or dog or something like that. Like incarnation. Not incarnation, my fault. The thing is that the Bible says you die once. You can't die two times. And death is imminent. For the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin was introduced into the world when our grandfather Adam and his lovely wife Eve ate the apple. It was an apple they ate. They ate, not anything else. Sometimes people mind, they travel. So was it an apple? What else is it? The Bible says apple. Apple is apple. Why are you thinking about something else? Yeah. Hey, apple is apple. Some people think about, and I did it, but it was God who told them, be fruitful and multiply. How were they going to be fruitful and multiply? By speaking to each other, be fruitful? They had to do something to be fruitful. And so the apple was not that thing. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Are you there? Many people think that it was intercourse. That's what they were not supposed to get themselves into. That's what made them say, no. What about be fruitful and multiply? How are they going to be fruitful? Boil some babies on the stove or something. Yeah, so sometimes people are so ignorant that their questions make them look, let them portrays the foolishness in their heart. You cannot try. There's no time to try. I said there's no time to try. You cannot try. Let me tell you, we, and including myself, we can sometimes be too tolerant, princess. We can sometimes be too compassionate. Sometimes we think that we are smarter than the word of God. But you come back and realize that the word of God, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. When God tells us to do something, we think that, oh, man, next time, man, another time, man. We like those things. And sometimes the world, the life of, in this world, or the world does not spare us when we go on certain excursions. So I'm giving you the reasons why you must be strong. Reasons why you must be, a strong Christian. Why? The reason why you must not give it a chance. You must not try. It's not something you try. It's not something that you leave with time. It's not something that you leave to chance to happen. You must be strong. The first reason why you must be strong is what? What do you have? You can overcome the wicked one. You see, the wicked one will come and tell you to go to a church, another church, where there's AC. That's the wicked one. Because we church ain't got AC. You think if we want AC, we will not put AC in here? We want too many people that AC will be too much money. Yeah, we don't want 10 people. 10 people, you can put AC if you like. You see, there were times where after church, we used to give drinks and cookies and all of that. We can't do that anymore. Now, cookies and drinks? No. It's expensive. We can't feed everybody. We are not Jesus. Jesus had 5,000. I'm Collins. I'm not Jesus. Yeah. So those who come for the first time, at least those people, at least we can entertain them. Oh, when the church was smaller, oh man, you can take the pastors, you can take everybody to the restaurant one time. You go, you just spend a lot of 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. Easy. But now, I'm afraid to even have church workers refreshment. Because my church workers are a lot. If I sit down with them, we'll close down some of the restaurants. Hey, and it's going to be money. But how can we go and sit in a restaurant and chop church money like that? I don't feel nice about it. So we don't do that. And I said, like I said, I'm not Jesus. So if I invite all of them to my house, I wonder if I can feed them. So we they bring something in the canteen. We say, after church, you buy something and eat. Yeah. So when you're a small church, you can do so many things. So when somebody comes around and says, oh, let's go to this church, it's a wicked one who has come to take you to another church. To tell you about AC and all of it. AC? Like you're a bushman or something. It's a bush, you're a bushman or a bush girl who is thinking about AC. You should ask those at the bank. You see them wearing jackets in the bank. Oh, wear their jacket. When you go to Republic Bank, I look at them and say, this is a bush girl. She has a nice uniform on. She has a winter jacket on in the bank. I said, why do they allow these bush girls here? Yeah, you can't sit in AC. Go and work at Border Market. When you're taking the job, you thought it was so nice. You'll be in AC all day. You have to design something. Wear some thick things under your clothes, and when you're outside, you look nice. But the inside out, inside is heavy. Man, that's how you must behave. Oh, you should go to Republic Bank and see. I don't see them as Scotia, but when you go to Republic, you see them. They walk around with jackets, black man jackets. You know, black man jacket and high heels. You are feeling cold. So look at the bush girl. AC is not supposed to make you do that. We are not in winter. We're in the office. Hey. So if somebody comes and promotes air condition, you must be stronger than air condition. I don't know whether we have AC, but we want people outside to hear that there's church here. We don't want to lock up as if we have secret things. The last time, a few years ago, we had this our gate locked. The people came, the police came around, and they were wondering, why is that our gate is locked all the time? Even this main gate that is locked. How much more if we were to close everything and close these black doors? People say, what? And then you don't hear what's going on. It is the secret society that does that. The lodge between North Road and Church Street. Where? Is it Wellington? Waterloo. Yeah, Waterloo is on the other side. It's Church and North Road between the right around behind St. George's on the eastern side of St. George's school. That's the lodge. Freemasons, secret society. You see the building, you never hear anything. There's a nice Latter Day Saint Mormon church on the West Bank. When you're going to Parfait, it's a nice building on the left. I never see anybody there. Never see anybody. The place is always locked up. Nice building. You wonder what the people do inside there. That is dangerous. Yeah. But when you come here, the place is open. You can hear, in fact, you can hear me preaching. You can hear preaching. You can hear music. You know what is happening in the place. It's obvious. Now you pass somewhere and they've locked the place. And they say, this is for a king. This is for a queen. This is for whatever. Hey, you should be careful. It should be out. Let's hear what is happening there. So the wicked one will not give you a chance, especially if you are ignorant and you don't know the scriptures. Because even Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil. The devil came and said, hey, if you are the Son of God. And with many of us, Satan will come and say, if you are wise, you not allow this person to make you feel like you are a fool. Retaliate, respond, show something. And then you say, yes, it's true. I'm going to show you that I'm not stupid. You are down there. You are down there. You are gone. It's Satan who always wants you to show who you are. But who are we? We're nothing. Yeah. The Bible says vengeance is for the Lord. So what are you going to do in retaliation? So something that David said, arise, O Lord, and let my enemies be scattered. It's God who will face your enemies for you. What can you do? So when Satan always tries to press a button in your life, say, do this, do that. And then you do it. And you realize that you have been tempted, you're falling. Are you with me? So because of the wicked one, you must be strong. Because he'll come and tell you all kinds of things. Eve, it happened to Eve. He just added surely into the scripture and he changed everything about Eve. Eve didn't notice it. He said, you shall not surely die. And Eve said, yeah, it's true. What you are saying is true. That was it. So if Satan comes to you and changes a scripture, will you be able to stand? You keep trying. You keep trying and keep guessing. The wicked one is coming. I pray that you don't fall when he comes in Jesus' name. What's number two? Sorry? Hey. He will attack you again. He doesn't do it once and stops. He comes again and again. He comes again and again. He comes again and again. Again and again and again. Because he will not relent until your back is on the ground. That's what he wants. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And unless he destroys you, he is not giving up. Why would you give up? Is it Lisa or Anne-Marie? It's both. He will not give up. How come you are giving up? Because he's going to come again and again. He does not give up. He does not relent. Hey. So you must be strong. So when he comes, he must find you strong. When he comes again, he must find you stronger. When he comes again and again, he must find you stronger and stronger. Yeah. Amen. Number three. So he can run the race, isn't it? Number four. Hey, have you been writing? You don't look like a congregation that has heard this message. No, when you come to church, you must write down the points I mentioned, you know. You are trying to make me look like I didn't preach this message here. But I preach this message right here, week after week. Write it down. Find a pen and a pencil and write the points I am talking about. Write it down. If you have a tablet, you type it down. So when I ask you, what is point number one? You should be able to repeat point number one. Hey, what kind of Christian are you? I'm preaching to be strong and you're not even showing that you want to be strong. Number five. You're waiting. Okay, so number one is what? You must be strong because... Some people are writing. Let me say it properly so you can write it down. Strengthen yourself so that you can overcome the wicked one. Write it down. Strengthen yourself or be strong so that you can overcome the wicked one. Number two, be strong in the Lord because your enemy is planning to attack you again. Or you must be strong in the Lord because your enemy is planning to attack you again. Again, he's going to attack you again. He's going to attack you again. Again, have you not seen that thing which tempts you? It doesn't stop. It tempts you all the time, Anthony. All the time, eh? All the time when you feel like it's all the time. It comes again. It comes again. And they call and they text. They don't give up. You have to remain strong. Number four. Is it number four or number three? Number what? Number three. Okay. Strengthen yourself or be strong so you can run your race properly. You cannot run your race if you are not strong. The race is long. It's full of issues. Baker, the reason why people fall off is that they can't run the race. They are not strong. Because as you run, so many things come your way. So many things. This is not a nice athletic race track where it's nice synthetic race track in Leonora, where you say on your mark, say go, and then you go very nicely, you finish. No, this one have bushes. Some of you even have animals waiting for you. When they ask you are going, they are waiting for you like that. You don't know whether you should stop or you should go back. It's hurdles. You have to jump over hurdles. So you must be strong so you can you'll be able to run your race properly. Number four, you must be strong so that you can withstand in the evil day. There's a day called the evil day. You must be strong so that when that day comes, you can withstand that day. There's always an evil day for everybody, whether you like it or not. When that day comes, you must stand. You must not go down. Timothy, you must not go down. You must stand. If you go down, it means you are not strong. The Bible says that if you fail or if you faint in the day of adversity, it means that your strength is a little bit. Sarita, it's a little bit. If you fail on the day when the devil comes, let's say the devil comes to make you annoyed. And that day when he comes, he succeeds in making you annoyed. Your strength is a little bit. Your strength is small. Number five. You must be strong so that you can help other people. Strengthen yourself so that you can help other people. Strengthen yourself so that you can help other people. Strengthen yourself, or you must be strong so that you can help other people. Help other people. Help other people. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. You must be helpful. Isn't it? You cannot be a Christian who does not help people. But you can't help if you are not strong. Bibi and Sally, you can't help if you are not strong. Mr. Jordan, you can't help if you are not strong. We then, I hope you can put your name in we then. We then that are strong. We then that are strong. Have to. Ought to. Bear the infirmities of the weak. And not to please ourselves. Now, anytime you are in an airplane and you're about to take off and they tell you all the things you must pay attention to in the case of an emergency, you must know the exit, the lights will light up, it will show the way to the exit. You must put on your oxygen mask. You must dock. They tell you how you must dock, seatbelt on and all of that. Now, one of the things they tell you in that little lecture whilst you're about to take off, is that in a case of pressure, if pressure in the cabin fails, air pressure, you need to put the oxygen mask on your nose. They say it will drop. And then if you're a parent or if you are traveling with a young child, a baby or kids, you're traveling with children, then what you must do is you must cover your nose with a mask first before the children or your child. That's what they tell you. Now, you can ask yourself, why should I not protect my child first? Because children are more vulnerable than adults. So if there's a need for oxygen, I better help my child first before myself. It's not what we do normally. Most of the time, when your child is hungry and you have food and you are also hungry, what we do as adults is that we can control a little bit of our anger, of our hunger. Sometimes people can't, but when it comes to children, especially the mothers, they have a way of being able to give the food to the children and then they can go without the food. Because a child who is hungry is not a nice thing at all. But an adult who is hungry is not a big deal. That's when you come to church, we say that, you know what, if you are an adult, you don't have to get up and go to the washroom, get up and go to the washroom, get up and go to the washroom, get up and go to the washroom. I mean, are you a baby? It's a baby who cannot control his or her edges. If you have a baby here, they can't control their urges. If they want to cry, they'll cry. If they want to shout, they'll shout. If they, whatever they want to do, they just feel, they'll do it. But an adult, you can't shout now. It's not, there's no time to say amen. So you can't say amen. You can't start crying. You can't be restless. And you're a mature person. And then if you have to even go to, you know, to the washroom, you can keep it for the next 15 minutes. You will not die. You know that if you keep it, you will not die. You know it. And you also know that if your phone rings, if your phone is on and it rings, whoever is looking for you, he can call you back. If it's so important. So you don't have to get up and go and answer a phone call like you're a little boy. You've never received a call in your life. So a call is coming. And so many of you who pick up calls in church, your phone rings once every week. That's why. Nobody knows you. Nobody calls you. Yeah. If your phone is that busy, when it rings, you are even tired. You are even fed up. It's like you've never answered a phone call before. You know, when we were kids and there were no cell phones, there were landlines. When the phone rings, and then your sister or your brother will hold it, and you hold it. Say, I'm me first. I came here first. And the person wants to talk to somebody, and you are fighting on who should answer the call. That is how children behave when they come to church. Their phone is on. They are checking if somebody is calling. They are checking if somebody is texting. You are a child. And excuse me to say, there's nobody important in your life anyway. If you like, bring the list of the people in your life, and I'll tell you, all of them are not important. That's all you got. So in the plane, they encourage that the parent should put a mask on herself or himself first before the child. Why? Because you need a strong person to take care of the weak. A child cannot be strong. A child cannot take care of the mother or the father. So it is the strong person who must be able to take care of the weak. So in taking care of somebody, you need to be strong yourself. Yeah, you can't go out there without reading your Bible. You can't go out there and talk to people about church when you are not a real church person. You can't do that. It has happened several times where people come to the church and they say, the person who invited me, I can't see him. I can't see her. It's like you invited somebody to come to church, you yourself didn't come. What kind of thing is that? If you believe in God so much, if you believe in church so much, if you believe that church is part of your belief, because that's what church is. Church is, coming to church is part of the manifestations of your belief and your faith. The inside that must come out, one of the things also is that you come to church. You must be known as somebody who comes to church because you believe in God. Amen. Yeah, because when you pray, yeah. When you pray, when you read your Bible, hardly do your neighbors see. I don't know whoever come. You don't come on the street and you start reading your Bible. You read your Bible in your room. You pray in your room. When you come out, they don't see anything. Some of the things they see to show that you are a believer is when you come to church Sunday morning, they see you dress up. And you call in a car. Or you step into your car. And then you go in. That alone makes them see that this person, they believe in, they go to church. They believe in church. They do something. Apart from other works that you do. Are you with me? Now, the Bible says that we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. This is a very, very interesting scripture. Because in the Christian world, we are very, very ignorant about this scripture. You know why? When we say somebody is weak, we are talking about people who fall, people who sin, people who are not able to handle themselves. That's the weak. But in the church world, those of us who don't fall like to talk a lot about those who fall. Like to despise those who fall. Because the church is always going to be a mixture of the strong and the weak. So those that are weak are those who show a lot of the world and a lot of bad things in the church. Those people are weak. And if you understand what I'm trying to say. But instead of those who can handle themselves and be strong, taking care of the weak, we rather make the weak feel more weak. It's like when I told you I went to Nobebis, for example, to
I went to New Amsterdam prison to look to visit this pastor who whose case was in a newspaper. It's not about what happened really. It's not about whether the pastor did something or not. That is not my business. That's the court's business. That's the police's business. The prosecutor has to prove it in front of the judge, magistrate, and the magistrate have to see beyond all reasonable doubt that what he did was, whether he did something and what he did was wrong. That's not my business. My business as a Christian, as a pastor, is that a pastor has fallen. The Bible says, we then that are strong ought to bear. He is now at a weak position because his name is at stake. His reputation is at stake. Something is wrong with him. So it is not now my time. Who now is not facing any problem? Who is likely to face a problem tomorrow? It is not my place to. I am supposed to bear that infirmity. But Christians don't do that. Satan has succeeded in making us beat one another and kill one another when we are weak. You see, when you go to war as soldiers, and then you are fighting alongside each other, and then one soldier is hit who is next to you, you don't take your gun and shoot him. You pick him up. You put your gun down. You pick him up. A few of you will pick them up, and it will take them to a place where they can be safe. That is what the Christian life is. If a Christian falls, if something happens to a Christian, we don't make it worse. We help the person. We give the person first aid, because those that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. So if we cannot bear the infirmities of the weak, it means that we ourselves are not strong. Yeah. You can't bear a pastor who is said that has gone to have sex with a 15-year-old. You can't bear that infirmity. It means you are not strong yourself. You are the one who's going, oh, them pastors. You are weak. That's why you're going to say them pastors. Because you are doing even far worse things than anything else. And like I said, it's left to the court to prove. It's an alleged. You are innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. And as for those things, it happens to pastors a lot. Because somebody can, it's very, even me, it can happen to me. Because you can have somebody come to your office and say, please, I need some privacy. And you give the person privacy. Before you realize, the person comes out and say, who's the witness there? And then you see that people are wicked in this world. I tell you, some people say, I wonder. I mean, if it's not true, you know, she will not say, you'll be surprised how people can make things. Hey! At that time is when, if you are strong, if you are really a strong Christian, if you really are a strong soldier, then you must take the weak soldier on your shoulders and take that weak soldier to a place where he can be refreshed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves and say, oh, look at them. Look at she. She says she's a Christian. She says she's a brother. She says she comes to Lighthouse. Look at her. Look at what she's doing. Oh, these people are a disgrace to the church. You are pleasing yourself. It is big time ignorance. And the devil gets us all the time. Because all we need to do is for a Christian brother, a Christian sister, or let's say a pastor or a bishop make an error. Them Christians. Them pastors. Scamp. Scampishness. Scamp. Scampishness. He's a scamp. The African man, he's a big fat scamp. Yeah. You see? You are trying to please yourself, because when you say that, you feel nice. You feel you are right. You think you are goody, 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 goody. You are correcto perfecto. That's it. You are correcto perfecto. Thou art holy. We should worship and adore you. You are holy. You are mighty. That's what we should do to you. You, we should be. We should say you are holy. You, the holy one. No. We bear the infirmities of the weak. So you need to be strong to understand how the devil works against Christians. Oh, that you must have strength to understand that this guy called devil, all he likes is to make one person look bad. Then you see what will happen in the church. A lot of people stop the church. A lot of people go around and they peddle the gossip. All kinds of things. And if you tend to follow, they say, oh, you are fool. You are fool. You, these people, you are foolish Christians. You follow blindly. You try there. All of that is to kind of press a button in your heart so that if you are not strong, you respond to the pressing of the button and you do the opposite of what the scripture says. Now, I was saying the other day that anything that you are going to do, if you can find a scripture that tells you do that, you are a good Christian. You understand what I'm saying? Anything you do, make sure that you have a scripture to do what you are doing. If there's no scripture, if you leave this church, you have to give me a scripture while you are leaving. If you come and say that, oh, God is moving you to another level, show me a scripture. If you show me a scripture, I will do a farewell service for you. It will take offering and give you, and they will say bye-bye to you. In fact, we can even invite you to come and preach sometimes. Oh, yeah. Don't come and tell me that the Spirit of the Lord said. No, 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 no. As for the Spirit of the Lord, I can't judge whether it's a demon that spoke to you or not. But for the Bible, we can go into it and judge ourselves. Don't come and say, I had a dream of the Lord. I got a word. Don't bring no word inside, because you and I cannot decide or determine whether the voice is a real voice of God or not. So let's open the Bible and say that the Bible says, and then we can analyze the scripture. So when people want to kind of con you, when people want to do something that you cannot have anything to say, that's when they say that the Spirit of the Lord. Because it's between them and whatever spirit it was. I had a dream. It was only you who was sleeping, you had the dream. And you insist on your dream, which I didn't have a dream. So no matter what I say, it's you who had the dream. That's why it's very, very dangerous when you want to hear things. Oh, prophet, prophesy. Oh, give me a word. No. Read the Bible. As for the Bible, you can bring it and say, you know what? It's clear. Okay, let's analyze it. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. What I'm preaching, if it doesn't sound logical to what I'm reading, you will know. You know, I'm preaching from the scripture right there on the screen. That we who are strong, we must bear the weakness of people. And I'm explaining the weakness of people to you. The weakness is in the errors, in the mistakes, and the things that come our way. That is a weakness. The Bible says if you can't bear it, then you are trying to please yourself. This is what we are talking about. I didn't say that, oh, I heard the Lord tell me, go and visit the pastor in prison because he's your brother. The Bible says so. And you cannot argue with me, because that's what the scriptures are. Unless you are a dunce. Unless you don't have head space for scriptures. If you understand scripture, you agree with me why I did what I did. It's clear. It's open. So, and next time you want to do something, don't come and tell us a dream. Come with the scripture. We can all open it together. And say, Sister Joanne is saying Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. That is what is making her shout aloud. So we look at it and say, oh, shout aloud to the Lord. Oh, okay, all right, it's true. But we say, the Spirit said I should shout. Which Spirit? Which Spirit? Which Spirit? Which scripture? That thing is very, very scary. Very vague. I had a dream, and I saw you in a dream. We were having a wedding. So the Lord says I should marry you. I beg you, please. I also had a dream. The Lord said I shouldn't marry you. Which one is which? Which is which? Did you know it happened? Three sisters went to a brother and told the brother that the Lord says I should marry you. Three sisters. It happened in our church. Yes, Jewel. Three sisters said, I was praying. Hey, a good sound engineer doesn't make these things happen. So I can go anywhere I want to go. Yeah, three sisters to one brother, Keegan. So I had a dream. The Lord is saying that I am your wife. Three sisters. Lizzo, so which God is that?
So now, if you are that brother and you are not strong, Baker, you will get confused. In fact, you say, I didn't know God can confuse people like that. No, you must know that once it comes to dreams and visions and in the realm of the spirit, people make a lot of mistakes. Because we are locked up in this natural body and it's a little difficult for us to be able to master spiritual things. If you came and you said that, the scripture says that whatever my heart desires, I should pray about it. So brother, my heart desires you and I've been praying. So I'm telling you that just in case my heart desires you. Okay, so be it known unto you. Not that God said. Say, I like you. I love you. When I see your nice face, when I see your bum Z, when I see your breasts, oh, something happens to me. I rather believe you than when you come and say, I had a dream. Because at least I know that it's something about me that you are attracted to. Don't come and tell me dreams. And then after the marriage, you say that the dream, the Bible, in fact, the Lord is moving me on to another level. He said, you see, you become so unstable. Yeah. So unstable. You go to court and tell the magistrate that you sense in your heart that this person is a thief. You are a witness. You go into the witness stand and the magistrate asks you, oh, I hear you are a witness. Say, yeah, I'm a witness. I had a dream. I saw it in the spirit. The magistrate said, please take that madman away. Take that madman away. No, Bobbies. Bobbies. No, you need to have something physical, something tangible, so that people who have brains and we only think, we only reason, we only understand, we can understand. That's what the Bible says. Even when you are praying for somebody, don't speak it to us. How can a person say amen? Because he doesn't understand what you are saying. So please, if you are strong, you will quote a scripture. I say, if you are strong, when you are strong, you will not come with a lot of dreams and visions. You will come with the word of God. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word itself is not a voice. It's not a dream. The word itself is God. So if you want to prove something, bring God himself inside the case, which is the word of God. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah. Don't be fooled at all by people who say word and all those things. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for speaking to our hearts and affecting our lives. Thank you for teaching us. The Bible says that we should teach them to observe all that you have commanded us. Teaching has happened this morning in your presence, so that I know your people will never be the same again. They will not be weak, they will be strong, so that they can resist the devil. They will be able to help one another. Those that are weak will be helped, because you want those that are weak in the church to be helped. Because if we end up killing all those that are weak, what is going to happen to us? What is going to happen to your people? What is going to happen to your church? Thank you for the knowledge that has been imparted. Thank you for the revelation that has been revealed, that has been made known unto us. Thank you. Thank you that we have overcome because of the word of God that has come to us. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. You're here this morning, you're not saved, you're not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You're here this morning. If you were to die right now, you know deep in your heart that you will not go to heaven. You know it. You want to go to heaven, but you know you don't have what it takes to go. Jesus is the answer. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, just your right hand up high, and I'll pray with you. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. Your right hand, yes, lift it up boldly. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, be bold. Be bold. Don't be shy at all. Be bold. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. Come, sir. Come, my friend. Come. Come, sir. Come.
Lead me to the cross.
Come, clap for them as they come. The two big guys coming this morning. God bless you, sir. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, clap for them as they come. Right here, sir. Yeah, right here. Where are the ashes? Oh, clap for them. Clap for them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else coming. There's a big man coming. Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them.
And lead me to the cross where your love poured out.
God bless you, sir. Bless you. Bless you. All right.
The Bible says, and just like we do in any every case, if only you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. And I always liken it to when you witness a wedding ceremony. You have to say something to the bride. The bride and the groom, they exchange words. It is supposed to come from the heart. And then after the exchange of the words, the pastor conducts the whole thing and prays for them. That is when the wedding is sealed. In the same manner, it is when you speak from your heart that you believe in Jesus and that he should come into your heart. That is when salvation is sealed for you. The Bible says it is with the heart that we believe, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Close your eyes with me and pray this prayer with me from the bottom of your heart. Your life will never be the same again. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. From today, I confess Jesus as my personal savior and Lord. And I believe that by this simple prayer, I am born again. My name is written in the book of life. I have escaped hell. And I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for forgiveness of sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.